All right, welcome back to the Rutledge Tavern Tapes. Today is Wednesday, August 11th. This is Season 1, Episode 24 from myself. Very big thank you to last week's guest, my wife, Alexis. You know, thus far on the tapes, I sit down with individuals every week, friends, family, loved ones, and we interview and get to know that person a little bit better. But today, we have a little something special. We're doing a cross-platforms of sort, a little collaboration. So this is the RTT, but I am sitting with the boys over at Luck Changers Podcast, and this is going to be posted on both hosts. So I'm sitting with the host of Luck Changers Podcast, Nate.
What up, what up?
I am sitting with the co-host of the Luck Changers Podcast, Antonio.
Hello, boys.
And I've sat with both of these two individually. Feel free to catch Nate on tape number 17. You can catch Tone on tapes 1 and 22. How are you guys doing today?
I'm fantastic. This is a cool little matchup, kind of like back in the day when you're watching your favorite cartoons and two of the cartoons happen to find each other in their same dimension. So this is I got a couple I can name, but I think that'd show my age, and I'm just going to not release that. So, okay. Yeah, doing good. Happy to be here. Glad we're having a nice little mix-up.
Yeah.
Happy to be here. I'm fine.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'm fine.
Frog in your throat.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And that's about
Maybe
it.
Maybe a couple.
Yeah, so it's going to be episode 42 for the LCP. And for those listening, I'm going to abbreviate here. Rutledge Tavern Tapes, RTT, Luck Changers Podcast, LCP. I think it just makes it easier for us. So if you're listening, you don't understand what we're talking about. There you go. That's what it is.
Yeah, so if you're listening from the RTT, go check out the LCP and vice versa, LCP to the RTT.
Thank you.
Easy as that, right?
Appreciate that.
Yeah, so basically this is the RTT Kobe episode.
Yeah.
And it's the LCP Jackie Robinson episode.
Oh.
Just kind of...
I like that.
What
I
we
like
think?
That.
Yeah. There we go. We're closing out on season one.
Yeah.
Just a few more episodes, boys.
Oh, yeah. Football's coming.
Real quick, how are you going to know when... you're going to switch to season two.
When I run out of people to talk to, that's it.
It's just going to be one long season?
I don't know if it's one season or if I'm going to do a second season. I haven't really got that far yet.
Okay.
We're going to see. We're going to play it by ear.
Yeah, just play it by the ear.
Yep. So, you know, when I sat with both of you guys individually, I like to kind of hit on Luck Changers Podcast gently. And then we kind of went on to other things because there's more in your guys' life than just that.
Right on.
But I am sitting with the Luck Changers Podcast as a core, so we're going to be talking all things Luck Changers Podcast today.
Love to see it.
That's my favorite thing to talk about.
All right. So, you know, for me, myself, I was personally a really big fan of the LCP when it first dropped. Day one listener, I'm pretty proud to say that.
Respect. Thank you.
I was sure to catch all the episodes, and Tone was sending them over my way, and I was catching them the day they dropped. And I was really blessed with this opportunity to join you guys. A position opened up. I was asked to join. I jumped all over it, no looking back. So first and foremost, appreciation to the two of you for letting me join this journey that you guys are on.
Yeah, couldn't be happier to have you on.
Definitely.
It's been fun. You know, for me, podcasting is something that I've wanted to do for years, and I was definitely jealous of you guys. You guys motivated me, and now I have my own little side project, which we're on right now. And, you know, it's definitely gave us some opportunities that we've had. So speaking of opportunities, you guys had a chance to interview a decent amount of people thus far in our early days. Now you guys get to be the interviewed. I'll be the interviewee, so that's pretty cool.
Feels good.
In our brief time, I don't know if I want to use the word favorite, because I don't want anyone to feel bad, but I'll just ask it. Do either of you guys have like a favorite interview that you guys have done thus far?
So I don't know if I have a favorite per se, but there are a couple that stick out to me. So the one where I think I was kind of just like a fanboy-ish, I'm kind of just in awe behind the scenes, had to be our guy, Duran Grant. It was so cool to hear him talk about stories with Urban Meyer, the Ohio State boys. It was just a really cool position for us to be in. But I want to say, just as a listener and listening to this guy speak and his journey, it had to be the Ryan Keenan episode. So interesting the things that dude's been through and what he's done. I was just sitting there. I didn't even need to say anything back to him. I just wanted to listen to what he was saying. So those two episodes for me were really awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree 100%. Though Duran, me and him still talk, I would say weekly. Plan on having him back. He was so awesome to be on. He let it all out. If you haven't checked that episode out, you can scroll down on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can check it out. And I loved Ryan Keenan's episode. He's a real close friend of mine. And just, I can imagine he has a million more stories. And we heard a lot. But I'm going to go with a destination one. And I love the 1899 interview. Just everything that went with it between just the hospitality they showed us, how excited they were to be with us. And we actually had a little spinoff with Brian, one of the owners. He came on the show. And, I mean, these guys are awesome.
Yeah.
But I also, I had missed an interview. I had my boys kind of pick me up, and that was Keandre.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, he's such a close friend of mine. And he's a big fan of the show. He's always supporting. And I try to do the same with his merch and his training. So, Keandre Johnson Lawler, I wish I was there. But, those, we've been blessed. It's been so cool. We've learned a lot about so many people. And I can't wait to get some more under our, under what? How do you?
Maybe your belt.
Throw it under there.
Yep. I like that.
It's a weird spot for it to be, though. Under our belt.
Yeah.
No,
that's where they go.
Yeah, just throw them right in there.
Shove it on in.
Yeah,
so a decent amount of interviews. If you're listening, you missed any of those. I mean, you can find them. Like you said, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. They're all really solid interviews. We all learned a lot about everyone we talked to. Just a good time in general. So to really start, for anyone who listens to the RTT but does not listen to the LCP, could one or both of you, whichever, just tell us a little bit about Luck Changers Podcast? What is it? What does it mean to you? Just drop some knowledge on us, please.
Yeah, okay. So Luck Changers Podcast is the best sports gambling advice podcast you can ever listen to. A little biased, but the numbers, they prove themselves. They
speak for themselves.
Yeah, so basically how we started, we were an NFL sports gambling advice podcast. We are strictly NFL, a little college football, but mainly football. We were huge in the football, and then we happened to start a little late, so we had just started, what was it, November?
Yeah,
of,
like week 10 or
yeah,
something.
So we had just started, and we went ahead and figured since the NFL season ended, sports doesn't just stop, and we are all pretty inclined as far as other sports go, so we went on to talk about NBA, a little Major League Baseball, nothing crazy, that's not really our forte. But we are really into golf.
Yeah.
So
big golf guys.
Yeah, more than anything, we are a sports gambling advice podcast. And I think if you went back and listened to one of our NFL episodes, you'd really get the gist of how we break down all of our picks, our bets, what we like, what we don't like. It's extremely, what's the word I'm looking for? We're extremely insightful, and we just, I think, if you just have to listen, because you'll see the numbers, average bettors, not only normal bettors, not average bettors, I'm sorry, professional bettors hit between, what do we say, between that 55 to 59%.
Yeah, yep.
So we're up there with those guys. So if you want, I guess you could say professional input, go ahead, tune into us, especially during football season. I'm so glad you guys are kind of sticking around now. We've gotten so many viewers during this off season. It's been truly a blessing. So, yeah, Luck Changers Podcast. It's the bees.
All right. So, Nate, you're the host. How did this idea come to be? What led to this podcast?
So, big shout out to my guy, my co-host Tone.
Big shout out.
He was all in, all invested from the drop of a penny. Basically, I had went on this and kind of started the podcast a couple years prior, maybe a year prior. It was called Dan's Basement. Had me, a few other guys, and my guy Dan's Basement. We'd get hammered, cook grilled meats, and we would just talk about current events, and I was hooked, obsessed. I wanted my own. And about a year went by, and I had mentioned a guy who's been on our show, Monty the Italian, messaged him on Instagram because he's co-hosting A&A. So I was wondering how we could go about it, how we can get some airtime, use their equipment. Me and Tone both are extremely into sports gambling.
Definitely.
Legally, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. For entertainment purposes only. It just gives us extra incentive to watch these games, and quite frankly, we're really good at it. So me and him have been on this bowling team together for, I think we're going on year 9, and every Monday it would be our discussions between our fantasy teams, our picks, our everything. So eventually we were at a bowling practice one night at Bill White's, or what do they call it now?
Man, it's hard to say. They switch that shit up.
Yeah, I know.
Spins.
Yeah, so we were at Spins with this crew. I messaged Monty, and I just go over the tone. I go, hey, you trying to start a sports gambling podcast? And he goes, I like podcasts. And we were hooked from there, so it just took a couple weeks of planning, rough logo, and one mic between three people at one point.
Oh,
just
man.
Three
really...
people just talking into one mic, just smelling each other's breaths.
We had to grind through the beginning. It was not easy.
Yeah,
but
we did.
We made it through. We were determined.
Okay. Yeah.
We used other people's equipment at first, went to multiple people's different houses.
Right.
Pretty much on their time.
Yeah, we had to sneak it in ourselves, and eventually, I'm pretty sure it was right when AJ kind of hopped on board, we were like, well, why don't we just get this?
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think it paid the price it's due the first time we used it.
Definitely.
Just to hear ourselves, and we're blessed. We're just so blessed, dude.
Okay. So Tone is the co-host. We kind of heard from Nate a little bit. So give me your thoughts as far as receiving an invite to be the co-host and how far it's come thus far. I mean, just give me a little bit of insight from your point of view.
It's wild. I honestly did not know what I was signing up for. We were probably a little buzzed up.
Of course.
And like I said, I just said I like podcasts. I didn't really think we were going to do anything with it, to be honest, because it's easy to talk about doing a podcast. It's easy to want to start doing a podcast. It's even easy to start doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know that we'd be 42 episodes in and thriving, really. So it's awesome. For me, it's an awesome opportunity. I think that we've came a long way. Super exciting. I'm glad it worked out how it did. And like I said, it wasn't easy at first. You know, it isn't easy sometimes, especially in the off season. NFL, it writes itself. Off season gets a little tricky because now we have to come up with content. We got to make sure that we can fulfill an hour per se. And mm-hmm. it gets a little tough there, but I'm super glad we stuck with it. And I'm proud of where we're at so far.
All right. So as a core, the two of you together, host and co-host, tell me a little bit. I think you already kind of touched on it a little bit, Nate, but give me a little bit of knowledge as far as how did the two of you Lovebirds come to be?
Oh, wow. It goes way back.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I would say you were in high school when I kind of met you. We didn't really become homies right around then, but
right.
I met you when you were in high school. I was younger, probably still young middle school.
Me and your brother Mikey played football together.
Right, and then you guys hung out.
Yeah, we'd hang out. And
a couple nights at Uncle Tom's house during when he was on vacation, house-sitting.
Yeah, definitely. House-sitting over in the falls.
Yeah, cornhole and young guys drinking beers.
Right.
So, yeah, but...
And then, you know, it's funny because we started the bowling league together. And,
yep.
You know, we really became friends because of Mikey and then also just our other mutual friends. But
right.
then Mikey moves away to Georgia for a few years.
Yeah.
And we might have even got closer during that time.
Oh, yeah. I think there was a point we hung out. I think, this had to be at least 6 months that we hung out every Friday and we shot hoops.
Pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I lived over at my mom's and
yep.
I would
you
just
rode
ride
your
my bike,
bike
over,
yep.
play some pig, hang out, and we're on the bowling team. And yeah.
And that was like 8 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right. So then obviously bowling every Monday, 31 weeks out of the year, I would see him. So yeah,
okay.
It is a weird little dynamic, but it's definitely a man crush.
So it is funny how that works.
Nice.
So you don't even realize how like these little events and opportunities you do with each other build and build and build, and then all of a sudden you have a relationship, you know.
Right.
So it's interesting.
So this man crush definitely has some built in chemistry before the podcast ever even came to be.
Oh yeah.
It's good.
Definitely.
I think that helps a lot. Same with you, AJ. I've known you for a grip ever since the Flag Football League.
Yeah.
And I just overall just kind of general homies.
Yep.
And I knew you and Tone were homies through Tone. And I was like, oh, hey, I know that guy. And we had that one day at Tone's house with Chance, and we were throwing Beersby and eating Pizza Hut.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Good time.
So a nice mesh before the show even came to be. I think that's pretty important, obviously. Chemistry first and foremost, and the rest you can kind of get to fall in place. So that's good. It's RTT tradition at this point for most guests who are of age, obviously. I like to get into a drinking story or two. Makes for a good icebreaker. Now, usually the person I sit with, I try to find a story that me and that individual person shared. Now, I have a grouping today. So, not to put you guys on the spot, but maybe do the two of you have a drinking story that the two of you have shared that you can kind of just break the ice with and maybe give us a laugh or two?
Oh, man, we really haven't drank together that many times, so it's really hard to...
We drink together every Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Every single Monday.
There's so many times.
I know.
I mean, this includes in one of us. I don't really... I'm sure there's other ones it's hard to think of, but one that sticks out for me, a drinking story on our bowling team, has to go back to the night that Mikey chugged the whole bottle of wine for $100.
Oh, nice. What kind of wine are we talking?
Was it Carlo?
Carlo Rossi?
Carlo Rossi. Nice.
Not nice.
It was just a Monday. And this, you know, keep in mind, this was 7 years ago, maybe. And a lot younger. We got a lot drunker at bowling.
Oh, it was.
We were all pretty ripped up. And my guy, Mikey, was really ripped up. And then someone bet him $100 that he would chug a whole bottle of wine. And he did. It was remarkable.
He's still in the league.
And I was concerned. I'm glad he made it out of that.
Did he puke?
Oh, yeah. The video is on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, cool. So make sure to look that up.
Yeah, go ahead and check that out. But I have a good one. And Tone was most certainly in it. He was more in it than anyone else.
Oh, no.
Okay. And it was nice. My guy's 30th.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I might have been there.
That. Yeah, you were most certainly there. Dakota might have been there. Yep. We party bust.
Yep.
And
you guys did.
Yeah. Oh, on the way back, I'm not going to say anything, but my guy Tone, I was just lucky enough to be sitting a bus away.
I was lucky to be sitting right across from him. Yeah, I could smell it.
So there was this one point in the night I will never forget. I think it was me, Tone, maybe AJ, Chance, or someone. We were just kind of outside of the bar on Carson Street. We were just talking, and I said something funny, and Tone laughed. And he socks me, just like a funny sock, but he got me right in the diaphragm. I was like, don't. And he's like geeking, laughing because I said something so funny, and he socked me. Like, I'll never forget that. That was perfect. Like, you got some accuracy.
Thanks. I don't really recall that.
Yeah, especially sure in the trash bag. Yeah. I mean, it's just right in there.
Yeah, it was a hell of a ride. It was a good time. Definitely did the 30th right, for sure.
The way home was most certainly rough.
I only remember the way there, so that was fun.
I'm not going to lie. On the way there, it was, like, lit. That,
dude,
we were drinking. We were jamming.
I think what got me in trouble is us three and J Money were doing Vegas bombs.
Oh.
And that's just not what I need to be doing.
Oh, at the bar?
No, in the bus.
Oh, in the bus.
Yeah, in the bus. What?
Where was I? The back of the bus?
Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was
someone
lit.
Brought all the ingredients for a Vegas bomb?
I think so. I don't know who would do that.
I like the guy who brought the case. The guy who brought the case of Natterdays?
That would be Jaren.
Yeah, it was Jaren.
That was respect.
Yep. That'd be that guy right there. June 4th.
I brought two bottles of wine on the bus for me, for myself.
So yeah, everyone else recalls that story much better than me. So
yeah, I only know it because I sat right across from you. And
oh, man.
It was a rough...
I lucked out.
Rough time.
I don't know if I've been that drunk since. Maybe. But
you haven't. I can confirm that.
I lucked out with a nice little CBD pen, and the owner was sitting right across from me, so that whole trip back was great.
That might have had to do something with why I was feeling the way I was, too.
And I hit big in the casino that night. I hit over $500 in, like, 15 minutes because it was, like, 1v1, nice. And the dealer minimum was, like, 40 or something stupid. So I was like, oh, fuck it. Well, it was high, 30.
You're in the high rollers.
Yeah.
Because there was like no up, and I was the only one. It was like 1v1 with the dealer, and I won like 8 hands, and I have a $500 chip.
Nice.
And Katie and Jessica were like, started to be my friend. I'm like, oh, hey, you see this. But it was cool. I had a better time, I think, than the birthday boy.
I think everyone had.
Yeah.
I think we all did. I had a good time.
Yeah.
As definitely. A unit.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Good drinking story, boys.
Mine was the best.
So, you know, with us, the subject matter for the LCP, as you guys talked about, it's sports betting, sports gambling. And for me, I think it's pretty important. I've mentioned this in the past, but podcasts are a little bit crowded, saturated. So I think it's important to have your own specific niche or category. You don't really want to get on there and just talk sports because people are just going to watch ESPN, Fox Sports. No one's going to really dive into you. So to talk sports gambling specifically, that's what kind of got me as just a listener, as a fan, when you guys first started. I really enjoyed it. It was something different. Can each of you share with me one time? We did drinking stories. Are any of you able to give me like a betting story per se?
I can. Yeah, and this was totally legal. So I got in a $3 NBA DraftKings. This was, I want to say, 4 years ago. And it was my big strategy with DraftKings as far as NBA goes. You want to play the ones with the least amount of games. So if you could get in a DraftKings with 10 games that night, that starts at 7 p.m., or you can get in the 10:15 or 10:30 p.m. games, and there's only two of them. So the odds are better because you got a lot less players to choose from, a lot less shitty guys for the most part. So I got one of those. It was a bowling night. I was all drunk and hammered. So I went to bed. It was 11:30, so right before the first half was over. I was like, oh man, $15. Let's go. Oh, yeah. I woke up and I thought there was a mistake. I won $1,100 in that contest.
Okay.
I came in first by myself. I got the grand prize. I think it was like $1,089. And I looked and I was like panicking. I was like, oh my God, the government's going to get me for sure. And I paid taxes on it. I got my check in the mail, but that was the coolest thing. There's been a lot, like that one run I had on the Action app where you guys kind of jumped on my bandwagon. And then I really started to go to hell. And
yeah,
but we won't talk about that. That just for the birds. But no, yeah, that DK dub was awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome. I'm super pumped for DK this year. I don't really I would say the gambling stories that are best I cannot talk about on air.
Sure, sure.
But one that was just cool to me is the first time I ever gambled. So I'll go back to the first time I ever gambled on football. This was when we did parlay sheets. So shout out my guy Morty. We did a parlay sheet, 16 parlay. The very first time I ever gambled, we won the very first five legs and lost the sixth one.
Oh.
I thought this shit was easy. Easy as peasy.
Yeah.
But it's not. So that was my first time. Ever since then, I've just loved it. I cannot watch sports the same without looking at the line, understanding the line, and knowing like what's involved on each side as far as the spread goes, the totals, all that fun stuff. But again, my best gambling stories are going to save for off air.
Sure. I can understand that. I understand. So, you know, for better or worse, I feel like in America, we have witnessed subject matter that a lot of people consider taboo. And over the years, it becomes less and less taboo, more and more acceptable. You know, 100 years ago, we had prohibition where alcohol was illegal. People are running speakeasies. People are bootlegging. Now we're sitting here on a Wednesday drinking hard seltzers. So, you know, almost every restaurant sells alcohol. It's a rite of passage when you turn 21. Then you have kind of the same thing right now with something like marijuana. It was an illegally controlled substance. Then it was okay medicinally. Now you have a lot of states that are just outright legalizing it. Yep, yeah. You can do whatever you want. And I feel like sports gambling kind of falls in that same kind of category. A lot of people might look down on it. But you're seeing this a time where it's becoming more and more okay A lot of states are legalizing it now. You have organizations like UFC that are literally sponsored by DraftKings. They're telling you to bet on the fights. NFL and NBA are really getting into the gambling side of things. You know, and it's a good thing. There used to be things like, they still are, but you had loan sharks, underground bookies, sketchy things like that. Technology's come a long way. It's made things more legitimate. So, you know, I guess my next thing to you guys, in your opinion, touch on it just a bit, your outlook on sports betting, where it's come. Do you guys think that the great state of Ohio, do you think it'll ever be legalized? Do you think it'll be universal? I mean, just kind of touch on it a little bit.
Yeah, I definitely think it's coming. I mean, to me, it's never made sense because I can go down to the gas station or any gas station and play a scratch off, play the lottery, which I virtually have. If I play a lottery, I have virtually no chance of winning. If
0.009%.
So the state and the government are okay with me throwing my money away into that. But God forbid I want to go bet on a game where I have a 50-50 chance. Mm-hmm. I might lose some juice, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's not completely 50-50. To me, it's just inevitable. I don't understand why the government wants to control how we spend our money. They already take some when we earn it. They already take some when we spend it. So why the hell do you care how I do it? So for me, that's why I think everything eventually is going to come legal. All drugs should be legal, in my opinion, because you're not stopping anyone from doing it, just like gambling. Eventually, it's going to come around. I think in Ohio, didn't they say it could come around by football season? I thought we heard that. Maybe not, but I think they're at least in the works of trying to get it to become a legal thing. So that's where I stand on it.
Yeah, I love that take you had about the lottery tickets, because I'll wait in the gas station line because the machine says I have to see the cashier, and now I'm waiting 20 minutes for Karen to buy her 30 scratch-offs and scratch them off individually. Right in front of my face. But, right. That and slot machines bother the hell out of me. They're just like lottery tickets.
Right.
I like to consider sports gambling a lot like card games.
Blackjack.
Yeah. Poker. So
you're in more control.
Yeah, and definitely. So that's why I don't understand. So there's casinos out there. Not only do they not have table games, they don't have sports books.
Yeah.
So I agree. I think it is coming really soon. Our guy Anthony Gonzalez is a council person.
Oh, right, right. Or
senator or something. Buckeye had a good, somewhat good career with the Colts. But he knows the importance of it. He knows the harmlessness of it, because who is it going to hurt?
People are going to do it anyways, and that's my point.
Yeah, and so, like you said, same thing with drugs. This, the war on drugs for no reason.
So if I'm a drug addict and I get caught, you're going to send me to jail? Like, no, right. Send me to rehab. Like, yeah,
exactly.
Don't put me in jail. That ruined my life more. Like, that makes no sense to me.
So. Right, yeah, and then you get out of jail and you just keep declining.
I think a lot of these things are generational, and we're already seeing a lot of these old just...
The boomers?
Yeah. It's starting to be phased out eventually, so I think we'll get there sooner than later.
I love that. I agree, like, more than you can ever imagine. And I'm not going to lie, I had a different mindset years ago, but it took me some growing up to realize, yeah, that's wrong. Like, I just don't understand it, and I think this is something that's going to happen really soon. It's happening faster than recreational marijuana is.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think that's really crazy.
Oh, yeah. Man, I can't believe
what we're doing right now is, in my opinion, way worse.
Way worse. I can't believe someone said, oh, you see that plant in the ground? Oh, you're going to go to jail if you smoke that or possess that.
Yeah, fuck Mother Nature.
But hey, there's this man-made thing. Drink it till you die.
So as a host, co-host of a sports gambling podcast that's strictly entertainment purposes only at the moment, if it is legalized in the future, the state of Ohio, is that something that you think just benefits the show?
Absolutely. Of course. Of course.
Definitely.
Yeah. If people are kind of questioning it, they're questioning it because they don't have an outlet. They're not going to go on sites like BetOnline or Bovada because they don't trust it, which I understand, which is very fair. And they're not going to go through an underground bookie. Which those are starting to phase out a lot.
Nor should you ever.
Right. They're not going to drive an hour to West Virginia to play on their sports book or drive to Pennsylvania where it's legal.
Unless you're Slim or Monty.
Yeah, yeah. If you're Slim and Monty, Monty drives to Pennsylvania every week to put his bets in through DraftKings, which is wild.
Very
though.
Respectable. Wow. I respect the grind.
So, okay. So I think it's going to give people a lot more incentive to listen to us because they're like, oh, we can actually do this now. We got to eat. I mean, we could do it right on our DraftKings account.
Absolutely.
So, by the way, DraftKings is legal, but we can't put a $5 bet on a -7 spread on a football game.
Ain't no way.
Yeah.
I'll put $1,000 into a DraftKings contest. Why is that any different?
Right. I agree.
I'm glad we're having this conversation. If you're listening, you probably agree because you're listening to Luck Changers and RTT.
Yeah. All right. So, Luck Changers podcast. You guys recently had a very big milestone, 40 episodes in the book.
We did.
I was super pumped about it. We celebrated with a little power hour, and if you haven't listened to that, go give it a listen, regardless of what show you're listening to right now. It was really fun. It was a good time.
Entertaining.
Definitely. Yeah, some very interesting answers.
Okay.
Yeah, so Tony,
shout out Tim Duncan.
Yeah, shout out to the Duncan family.
Shout out Fierce Grape.
Yeah, shout out Fierce Grape. That is the GOAT.
do not shout them out.
It is the GOAT. So, Tony, you were actually out last week, and I asked this to Nate, so I'll run it by you. Were there any, it was a while back, so you might have forgotten by now, but were there any questions that were asked, any answers you gave, or anything that Nate said that you'd like to challenge, anything you want to just hash out?
I'm sure there was some. I don't remember as much as I could.
It was a while back now.
I know there was a couple answers that I just kind of said something just to say something that if I had time to sit down and think about it, I would probably change my answer. I think the quarterback one, I just was kind of stumped. The record one, I was a little stumped on. But overall, I think they were true answers from the heart for most of them.
Yeah, we learned a lot about how much of a diehard women's sports advocate Nate was. So that was really interesting and very cool.
Definitely. Shout out any female athletes listening.
Yep, so that was really cool and inspiring to find out about our host. So that was cool.
It was.
You know, I think some people might listen to this and think, like, 40 episodes, that's not that big of a deal. It's only 40, which, you know, they might say, like, put 3 years of content together, then talk. I feel it. But at the end of the day, we've all said this now, like, it's one thing to do it. It's another thing to just really go out and just do it. And
oh, yeah.
You guys are crushing it. We're crushing it, but you guys are crushing it. Proud of how far you guys have come from episode one and just sticking with it, investing in it, and building a future for the show, which is really exciting. One thing I'm kind of curious about, you guys probably already touched on it already, but give me, like, surprisingly easiest part of this journey, and then maybe give me, like, something that is harder that caught you off guard. Easiest, hardest.
Okay, so yeah, you said 42. A lot of people, 42 episodes, but we're weekly, so mm-hmm. You got to put, well, I mean, we're damn near a year in.
Yeah,
so that's a big thing to think about. And yeah, you got these people who are 3, 4, 5 years in, but we are the number one listened to podcast on our network. When we join the bench, which we are unfortunately not working with anymore, so
maybe fortunately,
yeah, absolutely fortunately. So if you're listening, you can definitely just delete the app. But
actually, please delete the app.
Yeah,
ASAP.
Yeah. So yeah. So all right. I mean, we were the highest listened to station on theirs. I mean, we're still new, and I'm sorry to kind of gloat, but we deserve this, and this is as a unit. And quick shout out to Dakota, the newest member of our team. He's our behind-the-scenes guy. Hey. I just wanted to throw him in there. He's going to be doing our editing. He's going to be working our board. It's going to be such a huge load off for us, and it's just also nice to have another homie in the studio. So
sure.
Dakota is off mic tonight, and you probably won't hear much of him. We might throw...
Not some a big question, talker.
yeah. So, we just appreciate his presence. So, quick shout out, thank you, Dakota, Dise, whatever you call him. But no, yeah, I'm gonna say the easiest is just knowing that I get to hang out with my friends. It's an excuse to hang out every week, have some beers, shoot some hoops, throw some darts, and just kind of talk sports, talk what we love, and it's just nice always being around the homies and knowing, hey, even if I'm like kind of sad or feeling down, I get something to look forward to every week. So I think that's the easiest. The hardest would probably be the off-season content, even though we've killed it this off-season. There hasn't been a week where we were actually struggling, I don't think. Maybe during like the basketball.
BTS, yes.
Yeah, BTS, big struggles.
Yeah, well, the...
I feel what you're saying.
Golf's been a lifesaver.
Yeah, golf has been huge. Interviews have been huge. I think the time where we were zooming the NBA, that was rough.
Yeah,
but I feel like year in and year out, we're going to keep finding that content. We're going to keep developing ideas. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's the hardest.
That would definitely be the hardest for me, too, it's just the off-season content.
But it's not that hard, which is great. I mean, that's a blessing for sure. And we always find something to talk about. That's awesome.
That's the easiest part for me.
Yeah.
So the hardest part's the content in the off-season. The easiest part's just talking about sports. So I've been watching sports for years, been gambling on sports for years. It just comes natural. Don't really got to think about it. Just go out there and do it. Because we do our preparation, all that stuff. But it's just easy to talk about sports with your homies. So.
It really is. And I find myself, I definitely prepare. I take notes. I do all that. But I just feel so comfortable going into each episode now. I was only nervous for one episode my entire life, and that was episode one.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. I would say I was like nervous for the interviews and stuff, but I was fine. I knew things would flow, but no, very first episode, I didn't even drink any alcohol on the first episode.
No, sober sode.
It was a funny location. Me and Tone tracked out to the weirdest part of Akron. I've never seen it in my life.
It was different.
It was different. And it was at our guy's...
May or may not have been the projects.
Our guy Slim's girlfriend's aunt's house and...
Shout out Slim, my bad.
Yeah, no. Well, it was a nice setup.
No hate, I'm just saying.
But yeah, it wasn't his house. It wasn't his girl's house. It was...
No hate.
It was like his girl's cousin's aunt's or... It was wild. So our very first episode, we were kind of sitting around on the sectional. We had our... Bet Online spreadsheet on the TV, and our guy Slim and Monty just kind of along for the ride. It was wild.
It was wild looking back.
Right? 41 episodes ago.
So I don't think I've ever been nervous for the show except for when we did the C'Andre interview. So like 10 minutes before we're about to start.
Big nervous.
My guy Nate says, I can't do the interview.
Yeah.
So I had to do the interview, and I did zero prep. I didn't even read the fucking questions, to be honest with you. And then I had to interview my guy. So that was the only time I was nervous, but it played itself out and worked out pretty good.
Don't forget.
So
you were crushing it. You were killing it.
Oh,
and
but
then,
you did
like,
the thing.
Halfway in, I was like, bro, are you recording?
Oh, no. See? Yeah, I forgot about that. Damn.
We're on Zoom, and I just know from like our brief time doing Zoom, I look up, and I don't see any notation that we're recording.
Oh, yikes. I forgot about that.
But you did this thing where, like, you did start recording, and your edit skills are on point.
Appreciate that.
And the way it was, like, edited just seemed like we didn't miss a beat. So even when we mess up, I feel like we figure out a way to bring it together, which is really cool.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate that, my guy.
And as far as my guy Nate goes, I can speak for this BTS behind the scenes. There's been twice where I've seen him nervous. The first one was the Duran. My guy was pacing before we started.
Was that me?
Yeah, yeah. As soon as we hit record, my guy's nerves were gone. He was perfect. Killed it. And then driving 1899, my guy was big nervous. But as soon as we walked in, perfect. No nerves.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not going to lie. It's like what they say. If you're not nervous, then you're not ready.
Yeah, yeah. You got this way of... As soon as the record button hits,
I'm a different person.
Yeah.
I could be 15 beers deep. I might have a little bit of a kind of, I guess, speech impairment, but I just throw on this facade, I guess. I have so much confidence because I know no one's looking at me. We have the luxury of the editing, and we got a new editor, so I can mess up as much as I want. But I do mess up. We don't put it on the show. I think I do pretty well for myself.
You killed interviews.
Thank you.
Really, yeah, you're top notch with interviews for sure.
I think your best interview might have been the live 1899 interview.
Yeah. Yeah.
Killed it live.
I had a lot of feedback about that, and they said it was their favorite episode out of all of them.
Nice.
So, no, that's greatly appreciated, because I've always had the mindset that I was super shy when I first go on to talk to somebody and kind of held back. But once I started this, it just broke me into a new person for the most part. And it also helps that every person that I have interviewed, I like to consider a real good friend of mine. So I bet when we start to get to the bigger interviews, which we definitely have planned here in the future, I bet you're going to start to see a little shakiness in my voice. But then again, I'm undefeated so far. So we'll see. And I can't wait for our next interview.
Love to see you.
Yeah, so as a sports betting podcast, do either of you guys have any specific podcasts or mentors that you look up to or that you enjoy listening on the side, or people that you can take something from and use as your own?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I know there's one that we're both going to say.
It's going to be a Luck It In.
Definitely Luck It In. The first sports gambling podcast I ever really listened to, which was the Even Money podcast.
Okay.
So Even Money, shout out to our guy, Steve Fezzik.
Big fan, big friends of the show.
Yeah. And Ross Tucker.
Ross Tucker, yeah, as well.
Big friends of the show.
So shout out to them. And then there's a couple other ones I really like to listen to as well. I really like to listen to Daily Juice with Matt Perrault. He's just a down-to-earth dude. He bets every single day. And, you know, I feel like me and him have a lot in common as far as how we like to execute our bets and go about our gambling. So definitely like Matt Perrault and the Daily Juice. I like to listen to the Favorites podcast a little bit as well. Not as much, but that one's, I would say those three are the main three betting podcasts to listen to.
Yeah, so obviously Tone had mentioned Even Money. Even Money is one of the biggest reasons that I wanted to start what we're doing right now. Yeah. Because I love their format, which we say every time that's the format we kind of...
We use their format.
We
modeled our show around theirs for football.
Exactly. And we were just kind of lucky enough to kind of expand. And
it's a perfect format, too.
It's perfect.
It.
And
so good.
We both have our takes. We're like Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik. And then we brought on a moderator.
I'm Steve Fezzik. Sorry, go ahead.
well, Steve actually had a pretty rough year last year. That's true. They both did. What do they call it? Their
best bets?
Their best bets were like 40%.
They did struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
Normally they do kill it, though.
I was about to say, last year, I think our best or our luck it ins were 70 plus.
We'll have to check the numbers.
I'm just saying because it was only like a 7-week thing.
Well, right. Real quick.
And I was like a 65 on the show.
For anyone listening, explain that. Explain, you said luck it in and best bets. Explain that a little bit if you could.
Okay. So basically, whenever Ross and Steve like the same bet, they'll probably take, what do you say, like 4 or 5 takes a week?
Yeah. So
between the games,
they're both going to go back and forth and give their analysis on every game. And if there's any game where they both like the same side or the same total or whatever the case may be, they call it a best bet.
Okay.
So we adopted that as well. We call it a luck it in. So if me and Nate both give our analysis and we both like the Browns -3, that's a luck it in.
Yeah, so, and I say that only because I don't expect us to carry a 70% as a luck it in. I'm just saying because we did have, like, those 7 games. And I think, there was a point where we were, like, 6-2 and or, like, 8-3. So we were definitely up there. I think I was, like, 13 or 14-8 on the show. So I kind of kept those numbers. But I'm super excited to see us on a full season. We're going to keep all these stats, and I think it's going to be super interesting to see and kind of maybe model after. Obviously, we're modeling after Even Money, but maybe compete and kind of keep each other's numbers and kind of see how we compare, because I think they're I might be wrong, I'm sorry, but I think they are the number one NFL sports gambling podcast.
They got to be up there.
Right. I know Bet the Board is pretty good. I don't really listen to any other podcasts but us and Even Money.
Yeah.
We're the GOATs. We're like LeBron and Jordan, I think. You guys can debate on which one LCP is and which one Even Money is at this point.
Okay. Cool. I like that.
I like
right?
that. I'll take I like it. That energy. All right. So, you know, we've really had some cool opportunities 42 episodes in. You know, we talked about interviews. We had a really cool trip to West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Where we did Mountaineer. When you guys want to just kind of briefly touch on that trip and what that was all about?
That trip was awesome. That might have been my favorite thing that we did as a group. We went down to Mountaineer. We played golf on,
We went down on a Sunday because we went on a Monday, the casino was cleared.
Yeah, we went on a Sunday, so we went down there, played nine holes, went to the casino, went out to eat, had some drinks, all the fun stuff happened, and then we woke up next day, played another round of nine, awesome time, and then we went home, so it was a blast.
I think we recorded a podcast as well.
Oh, right, yeah, we recorded a podcast. Did we? We did air it. Yeah, we did.
Yeah. So I'm going to go a little more in depth on the trip.
No, we don't need to go into details.
All right, so it was funny. It was just the three of us, and we were going down for one night, and we all went in one car, and that car looked like we were going on vacation for 2 months.
Right. Yeah.
It was, we had our golf clubs, our outfits for the weekend,
podcast equipment.
It was so funny. I was sitting in the back seat, and then I was like stuffed in there like a cranberry. Yeah. It was wild. But so we got down there, we played nine, and we had a nice little gambling thing where, I mean, we were all in one room, save some money. We wanted to play. Whoever won golf got to sleep in their own bed.
This again.
I know this again. And then AJ still has one of the funniest moments on the show of all time. While we were there, he goes, "Yep, we're sleeping nut the butt tonight." And because I won golf, I just have to keep bringing that up.
All right, so if we're going to go into details.
Oh, crap.
You did win golf, but to be fair, both days me and you were tied. Oh, close to tie going into the last hole. And to be honest, you came in clutch.
Both
times, and I pretty much just crumbled both times. So
yeah, it was great.
It was close, but you definitely earned your own bet.
Yeah, and it was a good time. AJ was pumped pretty well, but so we went on, and we were able to check into the hotel early, which that's always a blessing. And we got all our stuff in. We went, ate at that
little bar.
Yeah, the bar restaurant, and we had some burgers, and you got something sucky, didn't you?
Oh, man, probably. What did I get? It was just fine.
Yeah, it was fine. Mine was fire. I got the wings.
Yeah, you got the wings. You get a burg?
Yeah, I got a burg.
I got a salad.
You
I got
like
a little side salad.
Of cheese.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because they forgot the cheese, and they're like, okay, and they bring me out like six Kraft singles. I'm like, all right.
A lot of cheese.
Why not?
Yeah.
But then after that, well, I think we went into the casino a little bit.
Probably.
I think I did. I was hammered by the time we got to the podcasting room. We recorded a podcast and we went down. It just kind of sucked because they didn't have any normal blackjack.
Yeah, like we could not get on table with all three of us.
Yeah.
That was the most frustrating.
Right,
part.
And the only like one Spanish they had like 21. One black. Yeah, they had Spanish 21, and I got reamed, so I didn't even get to play with you guys the next day.
Yeah, that was rough.
We did a a sports betting 2.0, I guess you could call it, and we talked about table games, casino games. That is on the channel. If anyone has any interest in that, go listen to that.
I just recently posted a picture on Instagram from that night.
We got to do that again, though, boys. I don't even know.
It's a yearly thing.
Year. I'm thinking we might have to do it like a football season.
Ooh, okay.
Go maybe find like a weekend where it's like not super snowy. We just stretch down there.
I didn't think about that.
Man.
Well, I want to golf, though, so we might have to do it sooner than later.
Okay.
I feel like the golf makes it.
Maybe if we did like October, see if we found ourselves it doesn't even have to be, maybe it's like a 70 degree, 65 degree, throw on a sweatshirt. It wasn't
maybe
that.
Maybe do a Monday, so we have
the
Monday night
Monday
game.
And Tuesday, cool. And then we'll go back Tuesday and it will all be clear.
They should have the hot tub and pool open by then.
Right.
But I think they would close it by October though, right?
No,
indoor.
I'm talking about the indoor one.
They
indoor,
have an
brother.
Indoor one?
Yeah. Me and AJ went down there. That's love. If we got the golf. And the hot tub and pool, that's going to be
awesome. And the football?
And the football to gamble on.
Yeah, and we'll the strip club?
See
sorry.
If we can work that in
no,
there.
No strip. No strip club.
No strip club.
Y'all can go to the strip club. I'm going to stay in the blackjack table.
Nate can go to the strip club because he's single.
I don't care if I was single as hell. I hate strip clubs. Not a strip club guy.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't. You didn't have the experience I did. We're not going to talk about it on the show because it was.
You didn't have an experience.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, we talked about opportunities as far as interviews, trips, projects. As far as you guys go, and maybe it's something we just talked about, but what's been the favorite part of the show thus far?
Ooh,
that's a probably a loaded question, but
load it.
Probably, I don't know. Probably just I love when other people listen to our podcast and show us love. You know, it's cool mm-hmm. to see our product out there. We see all the behind the scenes stuff. We see like what the show is like raw, but I love listening to the final product and then getting feedback on it. That's probably my favorite part, good or bad.
Yeah, I love. I know it sounds a little weird, the notoriety of it. Mm-hmm. Just I know Tone kind of chimed in on it, but I love getting text messages or DMs saying, "Hey, good episode," or "Hey, this part of the episode was this and that," and yeah. it just. Whether it's positive or maybe negative, I love feedback. And I don't take it to heart. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
Right.
I just love that you're listening. And if we're doing something a little bit, I don't know, not so great or saying something maybe that's not your opinion, I love getting feedback because feedback is just any feedback,
yeah.
good or bad, is better than no feedback.
I've learned that in our brief time doing this. You know, it's really the best answer you could have gave. I didn't even think about that, but I would co-sign. That's been my favorite part. I've learned that going to like a social gathering or getting a text, I mean, it's literally like a high. It's no different than drinking a six pack or whatever you do on your private time to get that high. Like that's what it is.
Nose beers.
When someone like comes up to you and says, "Hey, like I listen to your podcast, like, you guys are doing a great job." Like, oh, man, that feels good.
Yeah, I was about to say, I know there's a, we have a party next weekend, and there's going to be a Halloween party, this and that. And I feel like the only reason people are going to know me is because I'm like, "Hey, I do Luck Changers podcast." And I think that's like a quick conversation, kind of just like a starting conversation. And then that leads to other conversations and leads to new friends and people that I don't know who say that they listen to Look Changers is like you said, it's a high. It's like
high,
the wildest
sure.
feeling. I know Tone had the kind of same conversation with a guy at the golf outing not too long ago, our guy Tony Orsetti. He had mentioned, he goes, "Hey, you do that podcast with Nate, right?" And Tone goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Dude, you guys are killing it." Like, I mean, that feels better than you could ever imagine. I mean, we obviously, we're blessed because we can go week in and week out hanging out. We're literally just hanging out, drinking, playing games, just being ourselves, and we're able to do this, and people enjoy it. There's no better feeling.
For sure. I'd agree. I mean, even if we were getting 0 to 1 listens, like, it's just... It's a good chance for us just to get together. I look forward to Wednesdays. It's
every
such a
week.
Random day of the week, but it's like it's built in. Like, I love Wednesdays. Tuesday, I get excited about the next day. It's cool. I like the way we're building, and I look forward to the future. So what I'll ask for you guys on this next one, if you can do this for me, I want this to be realistic, not to set our standards back after that little chat that we just had or to lower our show, but when I say realistic, what I mean is not LeBron or not Tiger Woods, obviously, but do either of you guys have like a goal as far as like a interview, or we talked about Mountaineer as a trip, so do either of you have like a goal in mind as far as interview or trip that you guys would love to do on the show?
You go first. I'm going high.
No, okay. I don't really have a goal as far as interviews. That stuff doesn't really matter to me that much. It is cool. But my goal, more or less, is to hit 60% or more
okay.
for the whole year in football. because I don't care if anyone listens. Like, that's shit that's written down. That stuff we're putting out there, you can't lie about it. You can't fake it. That's legitimate, and that's what I want to do. I just think that'd be an awesome accomplishment, and it'd be very noble. So I'm really excited and really hoping we can do that.
Yeah, I'm going to actually agree 100% because it. I mean, as we were saying, we love everybody who listens, but we really want to credit ourselves and kind of hang our hats on our records, our content that we're putting out. I think that's huge. But to answer your question, I think my goal, I don't have a goal interview because, like I said, it would be LeBron James. And I don't want to aim any lower than anyone. But my goal kind of trip, I think it would be,
say it,
the coolest thing ever. I'm looking maybe 5 years down the road that we get ourselves in Las Vegas.
Yes, that was my answer.
And they put us in a room and we have a live show in Vegas one day.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, like I said, I'm aiming high because if you're sleeping on your goals, then people aren't going to wake up with you.
Yeah. I agree.
A residency is the word I'm looking for. I want a 6 month residency where my guy Tone could bring his family, my guy AJ could bring his family and dogs. They get their own luxury suites, and I get my own bachelor suite. And I think it'd be a dream come true because not only it would be us, but it would be the family involved. We would get loved ones in. We'll get Mama Tone and.
Mama Tone, I never heard that one. Her baby Tone.
Oh, okay.
No, Mama Tone and Baby Tone and Wifey Tone. And then we got AJ, the pups, and Alexis, and we got Dakota. We're all in our own rooms, and our job is that we go down to the conference room or whatever, and we shoot an episode twice a week, 3 hours a day. We work 6 hours a week by not working, and we get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars and get to eat and sleep free.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah, I love that goal. That's cool.
Can you tell I've been thinking about this?
Yeah, that's cool. Guess so.
I want everyone. I don't, and if it's an offer for just the three of us, I'll turn it down 100 times out of 100 because if someone offered us to go somewhere for a month or two, I would refuse it because Tone's got a brand new son. AJ's got his wife, his pups. I'm not going to... No, I would say no 100% of the time. Because the family is more important than anything.
Definitely.
All right. So we have 40-plus episodes under the belt, as we like to say. We're approaching the NFL regular season. And I believe that's going to start season 2 for the Luck Changers podcast.
Yeah, week 1. I believe the kickoff is September 9th?
That sounds about right.
Okay.
It's a Thursday, right?
Yeah, it should be.
So I think that's going to be the time where we start kind of settling into Tuesday. Or, oh yeah, we're not on that app anymore. We can record Wednesday still, right?
Yeah, definitely.
What app is that you're talking about?
It slipped my mind.
Okay. I deleted it from my memory.
All right.
I said an app? That was me?
Yep, that was you.
What a shame.
All right, so I know this is a loaded question, so I like to do on the show, but when we are sitting here this time next year, off-season of NFL, gearing up for NFL and season 3 of the Luck Changers podcast, where do the two of you hope to be with the Luck Changers podcast?
It's all about the record. I don't really care about the views and all this shit as much as you guys probably do. I just care about, like, my record being legitimate, and I recorded it for a whole season. So if I myself recording this and I can consider myself a professional gambler because I recorded it and no one can say that I was lying or I was bluffing or any of that fun stuff. So for me, like, I would just want me and Nate, our records to both be considered professional gamblers. I don't care if one person's listening because once we get to that stage, now we can really sell ourselves because we created that work, put out that content. And you can't deny facts.
Amen. Yeah, man, it's so hard to disagree or kind of have another take at it, because that's absolutely so perfectly said. Because that's, I mean, we got into this for the simple fact that we want our records on air. Mm-hmm. We want to show people that what we're doing is right. But I will kind of take a little side road and say, yes, I would love 100 viewers an episode. I would love thousands on thousands of followers. But it's so hard to not want a 60% record and mm-hmm. have it all on air. And
in my opinion, I think that if we have a 60% plus record, all that stuff follows.
Sure. Exactly. And then in what sets us aside from even money, we also do DraftKings. If we have solid DraftKings each and every week where we are constantly picking these players who are having crazy good weeks, and that, I mean, that's huge for me too, because yeah, we do. We go through all the games and then we do our DraftKings. That's what I think is our little extra topper on it. And also we always throw in our kind of our lives in there, and mm-hmm. I know on Even Money they are just straight to the point, nothing else. So I think that's what sets us aside more than anything. But yeah, there would be nothing better to have that pro record, which I know we both deserve.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, for me, I have the utmost faith in the two of you guys. I believe in your guys' picks and advice, and that's really the reason I signed on. I mean, if the two of you were making horrible picks, it's not a show that I would want to be a part of. So, I mean, right. I think you guys are great at what you do. If you're listening to this show and you've never listened to LCP, be sure to follow in the NFL season, because these guys crush it. I really mean that when I say that. Before closing out, Nate and Tone, we're talking podcasts just in general. And I'm just kind of curious, you know, I was really blessed enough to just come up with this idea off the top of my head, and I kind of got my own little side project going on, which is fun. It's what I'm doing now. Do either of you guys have any plans or ideas as far as maybe like a side project that people might have to look forward to in the future by chance?
I think we're going to probably whip up something in the Williams Gay household.
Okay.
So I think ultimately I'd like to put together some kind of content really just for us and our family.
Okay.
Me and Alyssa record and just have something to reflect and look back on that maybe Dominic can listen to, or who knows what could happen, you know? So okay. I want to have something that's just
like
put
a
out there.
Father, mother type.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I like that.
But really, I don't think we're going to put it on any... We're not going to host it or anything.
Sure, sure.
Really more just for us.
Okay.
God forbid, if I was to get hit by a car tomorrow, that's why I like doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. I put my name out there, put my voice out there. Something that can never die. So I kind of want to do something similar for Dominic with our family.
Okay.
Well, damn.
Yeah,
I mean, holy yikes. Shit, I should have went first. Yeah, throw it all on the table. My God. So I mean, my heart and soul is completely 100% dedicated to the Luck Generous podcast. True. With that being said, if there was something else that I would do a general sports talk podcast with my buddy Jake. And he's also going to be a new father, so I think that would be also huge for his young one. So I think maybe we would jump into that. But I can't imagine myself doing anything other than this, you know what I mean? You guys obviously have way more reason to kind of make your spinoffs, and I wouldn't even call it a spinoff. It's just kind of it's your thing. It's your show. I never think of RTT as like a spinoff. It's AJ's. It's his show.
Solo project.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Yeah. And NSYNC, okay, you know, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah, we're NSYNC.
Really,
and
fucking
you, and
appreciate that.
Yeah,
right.
And you're JT, and I'm Lance Bass.
Okay.
Well,
is
you know what
you want to tell us? Or?
Is Lance Bass Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
No, it's NSYNC.
I blew it. Well, Joey Fatone.
Sure. No, you're Lance.
You're Lance
for sure.
There's nothing wrong with Lance.
Can we have a 20-second break?
Nope. We're locked in. Yep. Appreciate right. that, brother.
No, anyway, no, yeah. I mean, even. I like the idea of Tone and maybe kind of doing the same kind of format AJ does, but not like every episode, just maybe have someone as just a random guest here and there, and then Dom can look back and be like, oh, so that's who that was.
Right. That's true.
So when he's like maybe like 10 years old or 12 years old, and he's kind of trying to I remember being a kid and like, oh, hey, I remember when you were this high or whatever. So maybe it would just be like a symmetry kind of thing. So, no, I love those ideas. But obviously, you guys already know you guys have my heart, and I'll do anything for the show and anything for you guys. And I can't imagine having a better team.
Oh. Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate that.
Love you, boys.
Love you, too.
All right. Love you, too, brother. So in our brief time as a show, we do our best to have a social media presence. Now, being adults, working, Tone, being a father, sometimes it can be a little bit tough to carry that presence. Well, I'll be honest with you, but it's something that we hope to build and continue in the future. So,
of course.
You know, my goal with this RTT is to shine some light on the LCP, obviously. So for anyone listening who isn't familiar with the Luck Changers, Nate, would you be able to fill in the listeners with some social media ads, if you would?
Well, I don't think I've ever done this before, so I think we are on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. Those are all at Luck Changers Podcast. And I did forget real quick. We have an email?
We do.
Oh, that's wild. It's at luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. You could forget the first ad on that email address. You could just go luckchangerspodcast@gmail.com. But yeah, no, social media will be huge if you guys wanted to kind of follow us. And I mean, it's pretty easy to keep track. AJ is huge running our Twitter and our Facebook. That's super awesome. I'm the guy on the Instagram, and Tone's the TikTok guy.
Tone's been killing it on Twitter as well, too. I just want
That. You know what? Yeah, Tone.
Stepped up my Twitter game.
Yeah, really you're killing it. I know. I saw that one tweet. I kind of geeked that. It was, I forget.
Which one?
It was the typing out real quick. It was.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
It was
that
someone
one.
During the draft or free agency.
Yeah, Woj,
I think.
Woj during the free agency.
I'd be wilding on the
Twitter, I know the one you were thinking of.
Oh yeah, I made a meme.
That spicy one.
Yeah.
It was like a spicy chicken sandwich.
Yep, definitely.
But yeah, so we're all on there, and yeah, and eventually we will get our TikTok going. It's just like AJ said, we're adults, and it's not the audience that we're trying to pertain to, because in my opinion, TikTok is, I mean, it is a lot of kids,
You're wrong. TikTok is huge.
It's the biggest thing in the world.
Big.
It's the biggest thing in the world. But I think we definitely focus more on like definitely the Twitter and Facebook and Instagram kind of aspect of it. And that's all at Luck Changers Podcast. And you could check us out on Spotify, Apple, You could Google us. Mm-hmm. If you Google Luck Changers, we are the first thing that pops up.
Love to hear it.
I like that. All right. And maybe come football season, you might be jumping back on the TikTok Lives possibly.
Yeah. I really dug the TikTok Live, but it was super hard to kind of find a night where I was watching something like that. But I was thinking
maybe like a Monday night football, Sunday night football.
Well, I was thinking Thursday night football, Sunday day, and I would make that a yearly thing where I do that twice a week,
two lives a week.
Yeah, and we could throw that on all
lock
the social medias. So yeah, I've been thinking about it. It's just so hard because I got on during the playoffs. We got a ton of viewers, which was awesome, but I got on and it just. It was just one playoff game. Yeah. And
right.
It
would be nice to
basketball.
Have a full slate of basketball or football.
Right, yeah. So if I definitely want to do Thursday nights. Nice. I'll hop on for a couple hours during Sundays. You can kind of check in, see where I'm at and what I'm doing. I might be here at the Rutledge Tavern.
Okay, yeah.
I might be at my crib. I might be, who knows? So check in.
All right.
And we'll make a post maybe a little bit prior to kickoff. That I will, and whoever, who knows, I might be with the homies.
Yeah.
Luck Changers Podcast will be going live twice a week during football season.
You heard it here first.
Yep, stamp it in.
Cool. All right, so in closing, I really just want to thank the two of you for your guys' time today.
The three of us.
Yeah, the four of us really just appreciate everyone that's sitting in this room with us. Thanks for coming through to the tavern, sharing some drinks, and telling us your guys' story. Hopefully, this leads someone to listen to the show. That's the goal today. If it's just one person, fantastic. We appreciate all listeners. We love you guys. Shout out to all listeners.
Always.
Thank you guys so much.
I want to thank you guys for your friendship. Obviously, Ptolemy and you have been friends for quite some years. Nate, I feel like with this project, our brotherhood, if you would, has really grown.
Oh, it's developed
so
immensely.
I definitely appreciate that. Lastly, I want to thank you guys for just allowing me to be part of the show, to dive into my podcast interest, learn the tricks of the trade, kind of dive off into this little side project that I got, and it's been great. I'm looking forward to both continuing in the future. So for anyone listening to this episode through the Luck Changers podcast host, if you've enjoyed this show and you're unfamiliar with me, my name's AJ Rutledge. You might know me as AJ the Moderator. You can find my show, Rutledge Tavern Tapes, Spotify only. You can just search it and it'll come up. Like I said, appreciate any and all listens.
Yeah, go ahead and while you're at it, download it, favorite it, five star it, whatever you can do on Spotify. Check that out, as well as us. You can, if you have an iPhone, the podcast app is already downloaded, and that son of a bitch. Go ahead, look us up. It takes literally 2 seconds to give us a five star rating and follow us. It doesn't give you any notifications on your phone. It takes no time out of your day. It doesn't bother you whatsoever. So with both those shows, you're getting quality content, and I can guarantee you won't be disappointed on what you're listening to.
Absolutely. Appreciate that. So in closing, like always on the RTT, I like to end the show by flipping over to my guests. So we're going to do this one by one. Any shout outs, self-promotions, promotions for others, questions, concerns, topics I might have missed, any words of wisdom that you would like to share with listeners, the floor is all yours, my brothers.
Once again, I'll shout out my son, Dominic, and my fiance, Alyssa. But I also want to shout out you guys. I really appreciate you guys joining me on this journey. It's been awesome. Appreciate Nate reaching out to me. Really, I would have never even thought to do this without you coming up to me that day, asking me to commit. AJ, I really appreciate you coming in at a time where we needed a moderator. So it was awesome. You've been a fantastic fit. Couldn't imagine you not being with the squad. So really appreciate you guys. Dakota, I appreciate you coming on, helping us out behind the scenes. Hopefully you can get on the show a little bit, join us on this journey. Just going to be an awesome time. So I appreciate all you guys, and shout out to all of you.
Yeah, I'm going to double down on that. I can't imagine heaven. I mean, when I had this idea in my head, I couldn't imagine how far we would come, and it's only been less than a year. So with Tone, he's jumped on, and he was fully committed from the blow of a whistle. It was so quick, and he was ready at the drop of a dime to record whenever and start whenever, and he's been here week in, week out. I think he's only missed one episode, which is crazy good. I mean, 42 episodes, you miss one, and you just gotta think, when you have a son and sickness is a thing, we went through COVID, you've been so dedicated, and I can't appreciate you enough. And with you, AJ, you came on at it couldn't have been a better time. We were struggling. We knew what kind of format we wanted to use, and we needed that third person, and you just kind of filled in perfectly. You played the spot, and you exceeded any expectations that I could ever have had. So I appreciate you as well. And Dakota, I know you're new. This is your third ever episode that you've been a part of, but I just appreciate the hell out of you, because you are willing to do the background scene stuff where you're not really getting as much kind of notoriety, but you're in here to do the hard work. And every episode you're going to be a big spill in my shout out. So D-Say, AJ, Tone, you guys are my shout out for tonight, and I couldn't be luckier.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. Thanks, boys. I appreciate you. I love you, boys.
A lot of love going on right
Big
here.
Big love.
I'm feeling the love. So
this is man love.
A lot of man love going on. All right, boys. Well, like I said, appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate your time tonight. It was a good episode. That's going to wrap it up for the Rutledge Tavern Tapes / Look Changers Podcast collaboration. That was a good time.
Part one, though.
Part one. Maybe we'll run it back sometime.
We have to.
It's good to learn your guys' story and learn more about you. And again, you can find LCP on Spotify or Apple. You can find the Rutledge Tavern Tapes on Spotify only. We love and appreciate any and all listeners. That's going to wrap it up for us this week, and we will see you back next week.
And for the Luck Changers, I am your host, Nate, with co-host Tone, moderator AJ, our BS guy, D-Say. We are the Luck Changers and kind of RTT, and we are out.
Adios.
Peace.
Peace. I'm out of here.
Cue the music.